You come with your Xiaomi, correspond to your Vav Babli, Daf Kuf, your Dalet, begin your Xiaomi on Daf Ayin Vav, Amud Beis, on the first Mishnah at Halacha Gimel. Shnei Achim, Chorashim Nusuim, Shnei Achios, Chorashois, Shnei Oile Shnei Achios Pekois, Oile Shnei Achios Achas Chorashois, Achas Pekahas, Oile Shnei Achios Chorashois Nusuis, Lishnei Achim Pekim, Lishnei Achim Chorashim, Lishnei Achim Echad Chorash, Echad Pekach, The two brothers, Chorashim, were married to two sisters, Chorashos, or two sisters, Pekois, or two sisters, one Chorashos, or one Pekachas, or two sisters, Chorashos, were married to two brothers, Pekchim, or two brothers, Chorashim, or two brothers, one Chorash, and one Pekach, and one man died. The Yam means in every case, the widow is exempt from Chalitza and Yibum. If the wives were unrelated, the Yavam may do Yibam. Afterwards, if he wants, he may divorce her. Two brothers, one deaf and one pekeach, married to two sisters, pekeis, and the deaf brother died, his wife is exempt from chalitza and Yibam. So she is midwife of the Yavam's Achos Ishtoi. Mish Pekech Bala Pekachas, Ma Yase Cheresh Bala Pekachas, Mishis Ishtoi Beget, Ve'eshis Ochi Vasura Lo'ilam. If the Pekech died, the Cheresh must divorce his wife, and the Yavama is forbidden forever until the Yavam dies. The Gemara says, and we add here several lines, Amma B'yochanan Leifkan Al-Roisha Ifkan Al-Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan said a case was omitted from the Risha, a case similar to the omission as told in the Sefer, which means the later omission in Halacha Hay. Now we add Ma is Kain al Risha. What other case should have been taught in the Risha? They should say Kishahayo Cheresh Bal Pekachas, Pekech Bal Chereshes. And this is when a Cheresh was married to a Pekachas, and his brother, a Pekech, was married to a Chereshes, her sister. So it's both marriages of Midrabanan, also in this case, they're exempt. However, if the pekeach was the pekeach was the husband, and the cheresh was the cheresh's husband, one marriage is midrabanan and one is deraisa, so they're not exempt. This is what was taught after the sefer, later, which is in halacha hey. Rasa Mahu, what's the law of her tzara? Means of a pekachas man to a cheresh, she's achis ishtoi of the yavam. Is she exempt like a regular sas erva, even though her marriage is only mit rabbanan? Shemim inador, bitoi pekachas neso la'ochiv cheresh, sarasa patur min chalitza min ayibam. We learn from the following case, if his daughter, a pekachas, is married to his brother, a cheresh, her tzara is exempt from chalitza or yibam. Now, halacha dalad. Shnei achim pikim suim l'shtei achis achas chareshes achas pekachas. Meis pekech bal chareshes ma'ayas pekech bal pekachas. Teitzim mishum achis ishu. If two brothers pikim were married to two sisters, one deaf and one pekachas, and the husband of the chareshes died, she is exempt from chalitza and yibam due to achis ishtei. Meis pekech bal pekachas. The husband of the Pekech has died, the Yavam must divorce his wife, and the Yavama does Chalitza. The Gemara says, Sarasa Mahu, what's the law of Hetzara of a Chareshes married to a Pekech? If you're in Ador, Bitoi, Chareshes, Nesu, Le'ochiv, Pekech, Sarasa Chalitza's blame is Yavavavis. We learn from the following, if his daughter, Chareshes, was married to his brother, a Pekech, Hetzara does Chalitza, and not Yibam. Since the Eved is a Chereshes, normally her marriage is only Drabonon, but Sarah does not look like Sarah's Eved. And in the Halacha before, in Halacha Gimel, the Eved is a Pekachas, but Sarah looks like Sarah's Eved. Now Halacha Hey, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pekach, Nesuim L'Shtei Achis, Achas Chereshes, Achas Pekachas, Meif Cheresh Bal Chereshes, Ma'ayas Pekach Bal Pekachas, if a cheresh was married to a chereshes, and his pekech brother was married to her pekechas sister, and the Harish died, his wife is exempt from Chalitza and Yibam due to Achiz Ishtay. Meis Pekech Bar Pekechas, Ayas Echeresh Bar Chareshes, Moitzias Ishtay, Beget, Ve'ishes Ochiz, Asur El Oilam. If the Pekech died, the Cheresh must divorce his wife, and the Yavama is forbidden forever until the Yavam dies. The Gemara says, Sarasa Mahu, what's the law of Hetzora, of a, means of a Cheresh is married to a Cheresh? In Adar, Bitoi, Chareshes, in the Surah La'akiv, Cheresh, Sarasa Ptum, and a Chalitza, or Milayim. We learn from the following, if his daughter, a Chareshes, is married to his brother, a Cheresh, and Sarah is exempt from Chalitza, or Yibam, since Zika, both widows, is equal, they fall from a Cheresh, so she looks like Sarah's Elba. And Halachavav, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh, or Echad Pikeach, Nesun, Neshtei, Nochies, Pikhois, Meis Cheresh, Bar Pikachas, Mayase Pikach, Bar Pikachas, Eicholet, Zoy Miyabim. If two brothers, one deaf and one Pikach, were married to two unrelated Pikhois, and the Cheresh died, the Yavam made a Chalitza, or Yibam. Meis Pikach, Bar Pikachas, Mayase Cheresh, Bar Pikachas, Koines, Ve'inem Eitzik, Loilam. If the Pikach died, the Yavam does the Yibam and can never divorce her. The Gemara says, Mar Shiteich of a Trimmer. In the case of a Pikachas who fell to Yibam from a Cheresh or, from a Cheresh to a Pikach, may she eat Truma. If you're in a door, but you saw Pikachas, Shanisis, Lakoyen, Cheresh, Eina, Oichelis, Truma, may it's enough for a Yavam, in Mahaya Pikach, Oichelis, Cheresh, Eina, Oichelis. Answers we learn from the following, for Basisol, Pikachas married Lakoyen, Cheresh, she does not eat Truma. If she fell to a Yavam, if she's a Pikach, she eats. If he's a Cheresh, she does not eat. Now, Halacha Zayin, Shnei Achim Pikim, Nesuim, Lishtei Nochoyes, Achas Chareshes, Achas Pikachas, Mis Pikach, Bachareshes, Mayase Pikach, Bar Pikachas, Koines, Imonsel Hoitzi, Yetzi. The Mishnah says, if two brothers, Pikim, were married to two unrelated women, one Pikachas and one Chareshes, and the husband of the Chareshes died, the Yavam does Yibam, later he may divorce her if he wishes. Mis Pikach, Bar Pikachas, Mayase Pikach, Bachareshes, Oicholet, Soy Miyabim. If the Pikach, husband of the Pikachas died, Yavam made to Chalitza or Yibam. Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh, Vechad Pikach, Mesuim, Lishtei Nochoyos, Achas Chareshes, Achas Pikachas, Meis Cheresh, Baruch Chareshes, Mayas Pikach, Baruch Pikachas, Koines, Imotzel, Hoitzi, Yotzi. If a Cheresh was married to Chareshes, and his Pikach brother was married to Pikachas, not related to the Chareshes, and the Cheresh died, his wife does Yibam, Yavam may divorce her if he wishes. Meis Pikach, Baruch Pikachas, Mayase Cheresh Bar Chareshes, Koines Ve'inem Eitzik Loilam. If the Pikach died, the Yavam does Yibam, and he can never divorce her. Once his Mao Shitoich HaBetruma, a Pikachas who fell to Yibam from a Pikach to a Cheresh, may she eat Truma. If in Menador, Bas Yisor, Pikachas Shinis Alsa, Lekoyen Pikach, Lo Hispik, Lekoinsa, Lechupa, Shonasuin, Ad Shinis Chawish, Hu, Oy Ad Shinis Chaw Shehi, Eina Echeles Betruma. Learn from the following case of a Bas Yisrael, Pikachas became Mekudeshes to a Kohen Pikeach, and before Chuppah he became a Cheresh, or she became a Chereshes, she does not eat Truma. Meis v'nof lefnei Yavam, v'afil Cheresh Echeles. V'ze yofel koyach Yavam mekoyach Abal, she'ayavam Cheresh u'ma'achil Abal Cheresh v'ein ma'achil. If he died and she sold to a Yavam, even if he is Cheresh, she eats. Yes, the Yavam has greater power than the husband because the Yavam Cheresh feeds and the husband Cheresh does not feed. Adnalach, Perek Cheresh, Shnosa Pikachas.